Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Next to the latest twist in an unprecedented court action taken by over 2,500 defective block homeowners in Donegal, the company at the centre of the scandal, Cassidy Brothers, claims its lack of finances is severely hindering its ability to defend the case. However, the High Court earlier heard allegations Cassidy's has transferred its assets to another company, something the block manufacturer denies. Our reporter Barry Lennon has been following this case. He was in court earlier and he's with me now. What's all this about again, Barry?
So in 2022, we heard in the programme from William and Grania Doherty, the primary school teachers live in Mallon with their six children and their home crumbled away due to mica. And when I met them, they had just become the lead case in a class action type set of proceedings on behalf of people in Donegal seeking compensation over bad block.
I took myself out of the house with two young children at the time. On walks, I took myself to Derry, I took myself anywhere but my house. Really, really unhappy and anxious, wondering what part of the house am I going to see coming down today.
It was like our world was falling round our ears.
Despite the emotional turmoil, there was definitely like a burning desire inside me to actually to seek justice and to ask, you know, what has gone on? What is going on? Why has this happened to us?
I mean, ultimately, justice is our key issue in all of this.
Now, William and Grania filed lawsuits against Buncrana building materials supplier Cassidy's and the two bodies responsible for overseeing building standards, Donegal County Council and the state's National Standards Authority. Their action has grown to include an unprecedented 2,600 plaintiffs, including people from neighbouring Derry who've homes in Donegal. High Court proceedings are now also being brought against the Minister for Housing, James Brown, and the Irish state over this scandal, and the mass litigation is being funded by Donegal businessman Adrian Sheridan, who has provided a loan of €3.5 million to bring the cases forward. The homeowners pay nothing, and the families are seeking that the court awards them the difference between what the government offers under the state's defective blocks redress scheme and the actual cost of repairing their home, and the class action being brought to the court by the Dublin firm Coleman Legal.
Where stands the case now, Barry? And why are homeowners frustrated then?
Homeowners feel the case is moving too slowly. Remember, we spoke to the Dohertys in 2022, and the quarry Cassidy's, it has repeatedly missed deadlines in this case and repeatedly failed to comply with a High Court discovery order which requires the company to provide thousands of documents relating to its business, quarry and building materials. Cassidy's insists it has always adhered to all relevant national standards in relation to the manufacturing of concrete products, but the company claims it has been unable to provide those documents up until now due to financial constraints. Documents were first sought from Cassidy's in this case in December 2023, but the High Court heard today how the firm has failed to meet a deadline to release those key documents on 10 separate occasions before today since the case opened. And Cassidy's solicitor, Eamon Dillon, he previously pushed the delays down to the fact that the company has no money and that the Cassidy family are paying for their defence out of their own personal funds.
What else did the court hear today then?
Now, so Cassidy's quarry is based in Buncrana, but their solicitor, Mr. Dillon, is based in Listowel in County Kerry, and he claimed the extreme weather of recent weeks had hampered his ability to provide documents to the court on behalf of Cassidy's, saying a frozen pipe had burst during the big snow, flooding his office and damaging the electrics. However, Tom Fitzpatrick, acting for the Donegal families, he was initially unhappy. He told the court how, quote, plaintiffs' lawyers are ignored, plaintiffs are ignored, the court is being ignored. This, with the greatest respect, is standard operating procedure for Cassidy's. The court is being told the same thing again and again. At some point, the court must reach the point where enough is enough. He also bemoaned a lack of communication with Cassidy's and Mr. Dillon outside of court sittings. In relation to Cassidy's claim of financial difficulty, Mr. Fitzpatrick confirmed to the court how solicitors for homeowners had provided a sworn affidavit to the court and that this, quote, contained allegations that Cassidy's have moved assets from one company to another. It's believed the affidavit explains that the assets have been allegedly transferred to a company not part of this case and so could potentially be out of reach of the court. Cassidy's has previously and continues to strenuously deny this particular allegation.
So Barry, Cassidy's didn't, is that correct, provide the documents as requested again. So what happens now?
So Mr. Dillon for Cassidy's insisted substantial work had been done in gathering the requested documents and that they'd finally all be ready in less than 3 weeks. Judge Justice Mark Sanfi told Mr. Dillon he considered repeated direction of the court, repeated refusal to follow the direction of the court and non-compliance to be very serious. He said, quote, I appreciate your difficulties and that resources are scant, but you can't keep disregarding the orders of this court, before adding, I'm right at the bottom of my well of patience, and intimating he'd find the quarry in contempt of court if they failed to comply again with the request for documents. Judge Sanfi ultimately granted Cassidy's and Mr. Dillon one more opportunity to provide the documents to the court by Monday the 3rd of March, and lawyers for homeowners said they'd agree to this final extension but indicated they'd bring a motion before the High Court next month to completely strike out Cassidy's legal defence if those documents aren't provided.
Okay, Barry Lenehan, thank you very much indeed.